This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado COVID-19 hospitalizations remained at a relatively low level this week. Here's CPR's John Daly.
According to the state's dashboard, 187 people are now hospitalized with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's about half what they were at the summer peak in mid-July. This week, Coloradans began receiving an updated booster shot targeting the Omicron subvariant of COVID-19. Public health officials say the vaccine helps prevent most serious illness. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Cases of West Nile virus are up in Colorado. So far, the state has confirmed 63 cases this year. Five of those patients have died. Deputy State Epidemiologist Jennifer House said hot and moist summer weather has boosted mosquito numbers.
We're not done with that yet. The risk will remain high until we have a good hard freeze in the area.
The state reports 99 cases annually on average. Public health officials recommend people cover exposed skin and use insect repellent when outside around dusk or dawn. Residents of Boulder, Colorado could approve new taxes for climate projects this fall. On the ballot is a new tax on electricity and natural gas that would replace two local climate taxes and raise more than $6 million a year. The money would be used for programs to make buildings more energy efficient, install electric vehicle charging stations, and inspect homes for wildfire risk. Boulder and the metro area have high today in the 60s, with cooler temperatures and some rain possible on Saturday. It's cooler across the state today and into the weekend. Colorado Springs in the mid-70s, mountain highs in the 70s, and staying fairly warm in western Colorado. Grand Junction back in the 90s this afternoon, then dropping into the 80s for that part of the state on Saturday. Those cooler temperatures continue through the weekend, even as it turns sunny again for Sunday. This is CPR News and KRCC.